Broadcasting life and truth around the world, you're listening to the best of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. The mission of CRI and the Bible Answer Man broadcast is to teach discernment and to defend the essential doctrines of the historic Christian faith. Each day, Hank answers questions with a passion for apologetics, biblical literacy, and countering the cults. For more information about CRI, call 888-7000-CRI or visit our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. To begin today's Bible Answer Man broadcast, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And remember, the resources we talk about on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, you can find on the web at equip.org. You can also write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. I want to start the broadcast today with an article I read in the Wall Street Journal titled, Marijuana is More Dangerous Than You Think. As legalization spreads, more Americans are becoming heavy users of cannabis. And this is despite its links to violence and mental illness. A new book out by the author of this Wall Street article, Alex Berenson, the book titled Tell Your Children the Truth About Marijuana, Mental Illness, and Violence. Well, over the past 30 years, a shrewd and very expensive lobbying campaign has made Americans more tolerant of marijuana. In fact, John Boehner now, former Speaker of the House, is touting marijuana as the pathway to becoming a millionaire. But more than 200 million Americans are now living in states where they have legalized marijuana for both medical or recreational use. And yet, even as marijuana has become more socially acceptable, psychiatrists and epidemiologists have reached a consensus that it presents more serious risks than people often realize. The number of Americans who use cannabis heavily is nonetheless soaring. In 2006, about 3 million Americans reported using the drug at least 300 times a year. By 2017, just a couple of years ago, that number had increased to 8 million. And they are consuming cannabis that is far more potent than ever before. If you think back to the 1970s, most marijuana contained less than 2% THC. Many users today are using marijuana that contains 20 to 25% to the active hallucinogenic. And many users prefer extracts that are nearly pure THC. And that despite the fact that it's now very, very clear, the evidence is in, that marijuana can cause psychosis, a high risk factor for violence. Cannabis fuels violence in psychotic people through its tendency to cause paranoia. Some advocates are claiming that legalization will reduce violent crime. I think of Senator Cory Booker, a Democrat from New Jersey. He's one of them. This is despite the fact that all of the statistics are against what Cory Booker is touting. For centuries, people all over the world have understood and understood clearly that cannabis causes mental illness and violence, just as they have known that opioids cause addiction and overdose. Hard data on the relationship between marijuana and madness dates back 150 years. And so this is nothing new, but people are ignoring the evidence. mental illness and violence that follow cannabis ought to be far too widespread to ignore. Again, the article worth reading in the Wall Street Journal. The book is coming out. It will be out, by tomorrow. So it's coming out quickly. You know, I actually did an acronym on marijuana. It's titled, Is America Going to Pot? I use POT as the acronym. And as I've mentioned before in the Bible Answer Man broadcast, because of its inherent dangers, I think it's time for us to not only know, but be able to remember and communicate to others the dangers of the reefer culture, in addition to the links which it has to serious mental illness and violence. There are other psychological problems, memory impairment, hallucinations, sleep deprivation, and the list goes on. Physical maladies range from respiratory illness, cardiovascular disease, to detectable alterations in the chemistry of the brain. Think about that for the kids, young kids, that are part of the reefer set. Just as there are psychophysical dangers, there are occult dangers as well. In China, shamans employ cannabis to connect with ancestors in the spirit world. Sufi Muslims use cannabis as a contrivance for various spiritual explorations. And in the West, Rastafarians use weed to indulge in various religious rituals. And while achieving higher states of consciousness or discovering secret truths or becoming one with the cosmic consciousness of the universe might sound glamorous, the skeletal remains of such perilous spiritual diversions continue to multiply worldwide. To put it plainly, when people are smoking or eating pot, there is simply no objective way for them to control dosages of tetrahydrocannabinol, the psychoactive chemical in marijuana. A dosage of as little as 7 milligrams of THC can be an unwelcome gateway to spiritual and psychophysical maladies. And while it is true that the Bible does not specifically deal with smoking pot, its prohibitions against intoxication apply. We're called to be stewards of both the physical and the metaphysical aspects of our humanity, and to fail to do that is to sin against the very one who created us or knit us together in our mother's wombs. I want, in context of this, to talk about another addiction as the quote of the day. And this is an addiction that has changed the average attention span from 12 to 8 seconds in the last few years. Columnist Andrew Sullivan confessed that he had become a manic information addict who suffered from distraction sickness. So there are a lot of ways in which we can misuse the body. The illness, Sullivan realized, wasn't unique to him. It was epidemic. And he says this, and I'll use this for the quote of the day, Facebook soon gave everyone the equivalent of their own blog and their own audience. More and more people got a smartphone, connecting them instantly to a deluge of febrile content, forcing them to cull and absorb and assimilate the online torrent as relentlessly as I had once. Twitter emerged as a form of instant blogging of micro-thoughts. Users were as addicted to the feedback as I had long been, and even more prolific. Then the apps descended like the rain to inundate what was left of our free time. Now, this is a quote that is part of the book that we are offering as our resource of the month. You can find it on the web at equip.org. It's written by Jay Richards. It's titled The Human Advantage. One of the things that Richards does point out in balance is that gluttony does not prove that food is bad, and a Facebook fetish doesn't prove that the internet is evil. So the point here is, if you use social media platforms, you want to use them in a proper or responsible fashion. They open up education, so there is a positive benefit. This is education for everyone, no matter where you live. They give you new skills. They help you work with people that you might never have met in person. They make research so much faster and more fruitful. As I found in writing my books, the internet can be a tremendous benefit. But again, it can be an addiction if it is not properly used, an addiction that leads in a very, very bad direction. Again, the resource of the month, The Human Advantage, The Future of American Work in an Age of Smart Machines by Jay Richards. You might wonder how this actually associates with the Christian worldview. Read the book and you will find out. Again, available on the web. You can order it in a safe, secure fashion. You can support the ministry on the web at equip.org. Or when you write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. When we come back from the break, we'll go to your phone calls, number to dial 888-ASK-HANK.
The famous British apologist G.K. Chesterton once noted, "The true soldier fights not because he hates what is in front of him, but because he loves what is behind him." Because at CRI we love what is behind us, our faith, our families, and our freedoms, we will never retreat quietly from the growing assaults on life and truth. Even when the costs are great, we will stand. To join like-minded friends in making a difference at home and around the globe, and to equip fellow believers to stand their ground courageously, become a member of CRI's support team. Simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit our website at equip.org. Stay with us. Hank Hanegraaff will return in a few moments. The Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, is a comprehensive collection of the most often asked as well as most difficult questions Hank Hanegraaff has received in nearly three decades of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. This expanded edition contains new entries, leading readers to a better understanding of God and our relationship to Him in Jesus Christ. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, is a comprehensive, handy, and attractive volume that you will return to again and again. Take your exploration of God's Word to new heights and receive the revised and updated Complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. The battle for authentic Christianity has never been more intense. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has written a book called The Osteenification of American Christianity. As the title suggests, osteenification is nothing short of the wholesale transformation of American, indeed global, Christianity. It is the prime provocateur of a seductive brand of Christianity that reduces God to a means to our ends and beckons multitudes to the table of the Master, not for the love of the Master, but for what is on the table. You need to defend yourself and those you love against these insidious teachings. Please call today to request The Osteenification of American Christianity. It's our gift to thank you for your donation to support the Christian Research Institute and this Bible Answer Man broadcast. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Smart machines are reshaping our world and our future. But these machines will never be a substitute for what Dr. Jay Richards calls the human advantage. Yet it is critical for the next generation of Christians to understand that in the future, more and more jobs will be done by smart machines, and we must plan accordingly. The new book by Dr. Jay Richards, The Human Advantage, will help you understand the increasing threat posed by artificial intelligence and show why the marvelous creation of the human mind and body can never be matched by any machine. To receive your copy of The Human Advantage, The Future of American Work in an Age of Smart Machines, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us online at equip.org. bibleandtruth.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Let's go to David in Whittier, California, listening on SiriusXM 131. Hi, David.
Hello. Okay, here's my question. It's threefold, but they're all tied together and it's very short. Number one, how about this? Once saved, always saved. Second question is that every day after you become saved, then say the next day you start, you steal, not steal, you lie to somebody, or you get angry at somebody, and you don't act, you're sinning, so then you have to, every time you commit a sin, you have to repent. And the third question that ties it all together, it says in Matthew 25, 14 to 30 about the parable of the talents. And the third person that got the talent, the master said, what have you done with the talent I gave you? He said, I hid it, I put it underneath the ground. And the master said, you should have put it in the bank, or at least I should have got interest. And then he said, tie this person up and send him into outer darkness. So does that mean outer darkness is, and outer darkness, whether it be weeping and gashing of teeth, is outer darkness, or does that mean hell? And does that mean that you go to church and you're just a pew warmer? You just go to church and you don't do nothing in church, but you just go to church, you don't get no tithes, you just go to church. Does that mean that you're the same like that person that didn't use his talent for God, and therefore you're going to be thrown into outer darkness?
Yeah, with respect to the last part of your question, the parable of the talents, I think you have here an illustration of using the gift that God has given you for earthly as opposed to for eternal pursuits. And this is the antithesis of what a true believer in Jesus Christ does. A true believer is not one who simply mouths empty slogans, or, as you put it, warms a pew. A true believer is one who follows Jesus Christ, one who is taken from one glory to another within the kingdom of Christ, one who is inextricably woven to the fabric of the body of Christ, which is his church. We in the body of Christ have the ability, the privilege of partaking of graces that transform us. So the Christian life is never meant to be a transaction. It's always meant to be transformational, and that's what I'm talking about when I talk about the biblical moniker of going from glory to glory. With unveiled faces, we are being changed from one level to another. And that happens again within the context of the church, where the body of Christ quite literally is mingled with the body of Christ, meaning the body of Jesus Christ, his blood, his body is mingled with believers who make up the church, which is the body of Christ. With respect to repentance, yes, when you sin, you must repent. You must confess your sin, knowing that he's faithful and he's just. He will forgive you your sin and he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And so we see David, Israel's quintessential king, he sins. And what he does is he confesses his sin. And he asks the Lord to cleanse him with hyssop, so that he might be clean, to wash him, so that he might become whiter than snow, that he may then turn transgressors from their evil ways, that he may then become involved in the work of the kingdom. And as far as the first part of your question, if I can remember all three, once saved, always saved? Well, look, I think it is really important to recognize that salvation is not simply an inner acquiescence to truth propositions. That's part of what it is. But it is also a life. We are to be involved in the spiritual gymnasium. We are to train ourselves for righteousness, as Paul says to young Timothy. I believe it's 1 Timothy 4:7, if I remember correctly. So we are to be involved in transformational practices. And if we are, then we can praise God with the Apostle Paul for the confidence that he who began a good work in you will carry that good work on to its final completion. So you have Scripture replete with passages that testify to the assurance that we can have if we are truly following Jesus Christ. So I think of 1 Corinthians 1:8, where you have a promise that Christ will keep you strong to the end. But that doesn't happen by osmosis. It happens because you are involved in the church. You are part of the body of Christ. Remember, when you're baptized, you die. Paul says in Romans 6, you are buried to your old life, you're raised to newness of life. And then within the context of the church, you take up your cross and you daily follow him. So there is no place whatsoever in the church for rugged individualism. When you are a Christian, you become part of the body of Christ. The church cannot do without you, and you can't do without the church. Everyone in the church is critical because everyone brings their gifts to the process.
What about Solomon? Solomon had all those wives, and then he brought all these idols over there, and he's worshiping these idols. So I'm questioning his salvation. How could it be worshiping these idols?
Well, and this is precisely what happened. Here you have the wisest man who ever lived. He was given the gift of wisdom and added to that wealth, and yet, towards the end of his life, he began making all kinds of treaties with foreign nations. And to solidify those treaties, what he did was he married foreign wives, and those foreign wives turned his eyes away from the Lord God. And as a result of turning to earthly pursuits, what happens with Solomon is he ends up building, well, churches, as it were, pagan churches. He builds them within the promised land. So he has given everything the fruition of Joshua's prayers. Not one single thing that the Lord promised was not fulfilled in the Solomonic kingdom. And yet he turned his eyes away from the Lord and he built altars to pagan gods in high places in Palestine. And as a result of that, what happened? There was a consequence. The kingdom itself was torn in two. You ended up with a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom. And then, of course, you have what happens with the northern kingdom being a function of God using the Assyrians as the rod of judgment. And then you have what happens later on to the southern kingdom, who doesn't pay full heed. And they are destroyed by the Babylonians. And so there is consequence to sin. And we oftentimes look at people and we think, look, this person has to be a believer. But if we were looking at Judas that way, we would be wrong. For all outward appearance, he looked as though he was a follower of Jesus Christ, but internally, he was not a follower at all. In fact, he was really a devil rather than a follower of Jesus Christ. I'm going to have to leave it at that because I'm almost out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I do want to say something about Hank Unplugged before we close the show. Many of you will know that last year I began the Hank Unplugged podcast, and it has turned out to be a very, very popular podcast. We have so many people writing in five-star reviews for the podcast, it's, well, almost like an avalanche. One of them says this: Hank Hanegraaff, better known as the Bible Answer Man, grab your scuba gear, because Hank dives deep in these podcasts. Hear conversations between him and other titans of our day. There are a lot of podcasts that discuss huge problems. You should definitely plug in to Hank Unplugged, because it's dedicated to bringing you the most inspirational, influential, and inspiring people on the planet. Also, another 5-star rating. I wanted to say how much I love the podcast. It's nice to listen to very intelligent people with the latest information about vital issues. I listen to many, and yours is the best. The commendations, I didn't even read these before. I just read them, but I think I got them right. So many commendations, and we're grateful for that. We're also grateful for all of you that stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org, or write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Look forward to more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. So long for now.
We appreciate you tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Before we sign off today, here's our contact information. By phone, dial 888-7000-CRI, which translates to 888-7000-274. On the internet, go to equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina. The zip code is 28271. Our prayer is that today's broadcast has equipped you to better defend your faith and encouraged you to pursue sound doctrine and godly living. Thank you for listening. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. So rapid and pandemic has been the decline of biblical literacy and spiritual discernment that our once unimaginable post-truth culture is effectively becoming an anti-truth culture. While the sun is setting on the Western Church, Islam is now the fastest growing religion in the world. This means that it's not simply enough to be aware of this threat. Christians need to wake up, stand up, and speak up. This means being able to counter the outright lies about Islam that otherwise will go unchecked with horrendous consequences. And that's what Hank Hanegraaff's book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion, will enable you to do. To receive your copy as our appreciation for your financial partnership, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org.